Just a few points of what the why the Suda Soda is the way it is. What's the purpose of it all? Everybody comes here to eat, have a nice Malava Malka meal. What's the tachlis? Why is that the way to? Why do you have to invite other people? Be thankful to the Rabbanu Shlom. You could have said all of this without any of us here. What was the purpose of the person, Rachmanu Litzman, is a situation where his life could have ended. And he's makir that the Rabbanu Shalom extended his life. So he wants to feel a certain achrayis that now he has to use that life in a more positive way. In fact, that's what I think perhaps it means, hagomel chayovim tovos. Normally we learn chayovim means somebody who was chayiv, who was guilty. And you're saying, basically, I was chayiv, I shouldn't have lived, but Rabbanu Shlom, you did me a favor and you saved my life. But the truth is, that really can't be the pshat, because you're not allowed to say such a thing. A person's not allowed to say, I really deserved worse or whatever, that's a piskun pelasot. To make a bracha like that, l'chorah shouldn't be allowed. So therefore, chayovim can also mean someone who is chayiv, who's an achroi, who's responsible. The Rabbanu Shalom is gomel lechayovim tovos. If he gives someone something good, he gives it on credit. And that gives you a chiyuv, that gives you now a responsibility that you have to make up for the on credit what you were given. So a person, therefore, on the anniversary of when he feels that that tremendous achrayis, that tremendous hakaras hatov, so he makes a sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah is where you take food, which is there to extend your life. That's what eating is. It extends your life for a certain amount of time till you have to eat again. And you are makdish it l'shem mitzvah. You're eating l'shem mitzvah. So that means that your life is mukdish l'shem mitzvah. So this is the way to show that the extension of your life has to be done in such a way that you realize you are given extra time for using it properly. Why invite other people? It says, in fact, no delecho nesaper tehilasecha. Person not only has to be mishabeach and thank the Rabbanu Shel Olam for nisim that happened to him, but he has to tell it over to other people. It's part of the chiyuv. And for many reasons. One is that the Rabbanu Shel Olam affects people and gives them a recognition of Chasdei Hashem, and that's part of the way that a person grows in this world. Everybody has different recognitions, and therefore other people benefit by other people's chasodim that they didn't go through. Baruch Hashem. Hearing specifically what Yoel went through, right, we can vicariously get a little bit of that hakorah of Chasdei Hashem from him without having to go through all those screws in the skull or whatever. At least you got a halo in this world. Most of us aren't sure we're going to get it in the next world. So that's one reason. You want to share what you benefited from your experience, that other people should have that benefit too. It's one reason. Second reason is that everybody here really has a separate hodor on their own that Yoel went through this. Because everybody's affected by everybody else. And every other person in the world that people can interact with is beneficial to them. And if they have one less person to interact with, that's detrimental. So the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom gave this chesed and extended Yoel's life is a benefit for all of us. And that's definitely the case, right? What he's most of here in the short time that he's been here to the Kehillah is praiseworthy, very positive. And think, for many of the things that wouldn't be if we didn't have that connection with him. So the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom gave him extra life is a benefit to us also. So it's a personal hodah. It's not that we're just vicariously getting the benefit of his hodah. We have a chiyuv of hodah. Because the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom extends the life of anybody is a benefit to everybody else in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, we come and we also feel an extension of our lives, L'Shem Shamayim, through the fact that there's another Ben Yisrael that that had that extension. So that, more or less, is the purpose of the Suda Soldar and the Indian of hearing the Chasvei Hashem, that everybody can benefit from everybody else's experiences in Chasvei Hashem. That's part of the Indian of No Delechon, the Saper Tila Secho. Here especially, I think that, again, the Rosensteins have been a tremendous addition to this Kehillah. Tracy, you're Yotze with his. You don't have to get screws in your head either. That's part of being Ishto Kegufo. And Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, we've benefited tremendously. The interaction here is very, very positive. And I think that hearing what could have been Rahman al-Islan, how many years ago? 15 years ago, that we would have missed that opportunity is something that we should give Hodor to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that we didn't miss that opportunity. And the part of the Hodor is that we should be able to continue together to be Ole, Betorah, Yerushalayim, Lahagdil Torah, Ladira. You should be able to make your contribution here, and the Kehillah should be able to make their contribution to you, and we should be able to see, especially since your extended family also is involved, is only going to benefit from you. We benefit from a lot of families here. You're rivaling already my monopoly over here with extended family. So the Emir Tzashem, we hope that you will use this chiyuv that you have, Chazatovas Hashem, to you in a very, very positive way, as you use it up until now. Continue to use it like that. You should benefit, your family should benefit, the Moshav should benefit, Klal Yisrael should benefit, and that you should be able to have also the benefit of Klal Yisrael, the Moshav, and your own family, two-way street, L'Orech Yomim Tovim.
Amen.